There's a slight difference between a sign and a symbol. A sign does what? Sign points to what? Points the way to something, right? Points the way to something, points to something, right? But it is not what it points to. We can agree on that. So if a sign says San Francisco, 25 miles, we'll agree that the sign itself is not San Francisco, right? Well, we have to restate the obvious, right? So it's pointing to something that it itself is not. Now, what's a symbol? What is it? It stands for something or represents something it itself is not, right? So again, it represents something to which it is not. So a signpost, you can have a signpost, let's say to San Francisco. What would be a symbol that we all would recognize? Sector symbol. What? Golden Gate Bridge. What would be a symbol of? San Francisco. So that's a symbol. You have a sign that says San Francisco, but you got the Golden Gate Bridge or the Warriors. Okay, just saying. I'm just saying it's also a logo for the Warriors, a little symbol. Maybe you haven't noticed that. Oh, is that what it was? That's what somebody said to me. I didn't know that's what it was. I said, oh yeah. Okay. So the symbol, sign. So today we're asked to be, we hear the word ambassador. Now what is an ambassador? Is it a sign or symbol? It's a representative. So it is somewhat of a representative of whoever it is. In this case, a representative of Christ. It is a symbol of Christ. It represents. They are not, like if you're an ambassador of the United States, they're clearly not the United States. They're representative of the United States. So St. Paul is telling us that we're called to be ambassadors, that we're called to be representative, symbols that point to Christ. Now, why is that so important? Well, today, this service is incredibly rich with symbols and signs, more than probably many of our days, but we're about to get ashes on our forehead. And it's incredibly rich with symbolism and power and image. So first of all, we put the sign of the cross on us, which is, of course, is a symbol of what? Symbol of Christ. But is that it? Just the death and the Paschal mystery, the death and resurrection is a sign of the victory of Christ. Okay, so be careful. That's what it is. Sign of the victory of Christ. The Christ died, was risen from the dead, and came back to us as did you know we need to be afraid of death. The victory of Christ. Why not just get a marker? Why ashes? Wow. That's a showstopper. So where did the ashes come from? The palm branches, which is a symbol of the victory of Christ. Symbols start to connect. They said the palm branches was the victory of Christ coming into Jerusalem. We burned the branches, reminding what is the core of the symbolism behind burning them. The ashes are a symbol of what? Our nothingness. We are nothing. And from nothing we came from, and we will return to nothing without the victory of Christ. It's a very powerful, rich symbol. Now, here's what's really hard. When we hear this, we hear this gospel, it seems it contradicts, don't do anything in public, and then we go around wearing a big old symbol on our forehead. Right? It seems like, we shouldn't be washing our faces and be all clean and not proclaim. Oh, we're meant to be ambassadors for Christ. We're meant to be symbolism for the victory of the cross of Christ. Now, I would go one step further. We're called to be actually living sacraments of Jesus Christ. Now, what is a sacrament? A sacrament is a symbol and a sign. There's much more than symbol and sign. It is what it points to. Remember, the bread and the wine points to what it is. It points to the body and the blood of Christ and is what it points to. baptism points to the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and is what it points to. Once we are baptized, we are in the body of Christ. And so too, each of us is not just called to be a symbol, a sign of Christ, an ambassador of Christ. We're called to be Christ to others. Now, the part that's really hard for this is that this is really hard work, and that's why we do this Lenten journey. That when we put these this cross on our forehead, you're going to hear the words, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Or repent and believe in the gospel. The ashes and the cross, the primary symbol of it is the victory of Christ. We came from nothing and we repent from our sinfulness. The primary thing we do for this Lenten journey is a turning back to Christ. Turning back to Him who is the source of all life and the end of all life. So today, as we go forth from here, this is the beginning of the first of 40 days of our commitment to be Christ to others. Just think about that for a moment. We're planning to be not just a sign, not just a symbol, but a sacrament of Christ. We plan to be Christ to others. Now think of every word and every action that we do. Does it even point to Christ? Does it even represent Christ? And I'm asking you for something even harder, to be Christ. My friends, that is such a hard task. We're going to need every one of these 40 days ahead of us to work at that project. And so we will. And when we get to Easter, I hope together we can say we have turned back and we are not just pointing to Christ. We're not just representing Christ. But this Lent, we were genuinely the sacrament of Jesus Christ to others.